Yeah. not beyond the field. Well, conjugal means you're actually interacting with another person who is within this relationship. Can you tell the difference there?
Yes. It's nice that Sankarshan is more of an intellectual sort of
understanding. It's intellectual, but it's also very emotional. There's always emotion involved in everything. It's when you're dealing with tattva, there's always rasa. But what we're dealing with is bigger cycles and smaller cycles within there, so we have to be able to distinguish. If we can't distinguish, then we will have problems in relationships. You know what I'm saying? Human beings pride themselves in being very unique and very sophisticated, but somehow or another, when it comes to the relationships, they want it real simple, that it's just simply what I feel happens. You know what I'm saying? It should be like this, so that's the way it should be. It should be sunny today, so that's the way it should be, but it's not. You know what I'm saying? So, hitting this now and again, maybe it's the way you want it to be, but most of the time it's not. So we spend our time trying to organize it in such a way that the way we feel like it should be happens. And unfortunately, it's not enough to actually make it work. Right? Otherwise, why is there a 75% divorce rate? Right? Because if it was basically working the way you thought it should, then we would be looking at better figures. You know? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So in here, what we're getting is Sankarshan means the establishment of the field. Right? In other words, it would be, so you could mean all these, of course, have their masculine element, but in here, the predominant masculine situation is these two, of Sankarshan and Prajumna. So, and then the feminine will be Aniruddha. Right? So where the masculine and the feminine meet, that will be at Vasudeva in interaction. This is very important to note. Prajumna then connects with Aniruddha. Right? So the masculine aspect that connects with the feminine is Prajumna, not Sankarshan. Right? So that means if there's going to be interaction, then you're talking about Prajumna. The desire is meeting with Aniruddha, or the feminine, or the need, what it is one desires. And that interaction then means the interaction will be Vasudeva, right? That's because that's in the middle. Between Sambandha and Ayodhya is Amideya, right? It's action. So action is what makes the two meet, not the field of activities, right? The main mistake is thinking the field of activity is what makes relationships work. The field of activities adds to it, that's why it's there. But it is not the reason that there's interaction. There's interaction because there's a desire for it. So interaction happens. Does this make sense? Yes or no? Does it?
It makes sense, but it's
difficult
to follow.
Difficult to follow. Okay. Well, let's make it very clear. Okay. We'll try. Sankarshan is the aspect of, okay, I make everything right in my life. I have my house, I got my job, I'm paying the mortgage, I'm paying the bills, there's food in the house, the wife and kids have clothes and medicine and everything required to have a nice life. Okay? That is Sankarshan. That is the field. The field has been established. But according to what we were describing before, there is no interaction. There is no male-female or parent-child interaction in Sankarshan. The purpose of Sankarshan is for that. Means you're getting the house together, you're getting the money, you're getting all those things simply for the purpose of pleasing the family. But it itself is not interacting with the family. The family is still people. Right? They're not things. The house is a thing. The car is a thing. Clothes are things. Medicine is things. Right? You got your kid in a good school, it's still a thing. It's a building. Right? Does that make sense? So you still technically have not contacted the family and interacted with them. So the desire to do that, that is presumed. Does this make sense? No. This is the whole point. This basically right here, we described yesterday, now it's more technically described, is probably the main, major reason that relationships that you may have don't work. Is the lack of ability to discriminate between Sankarshan and Pujumna. You think, just as I arranged it all, this is therefore the, you know, Western cliche of the couch potato. Right? The guy went to work all day, you know, it was tough at the office, it's tough commuting, you know, he gets home, he just wants to rest, because in his mind, I have done my duty. But who's talking? Sankarshan. And so, therefore, he's done his duty, he sits on the couch, he thinks, job well done, the day is over. But what about the relationship with the family? There is none. Right? Other than he created an environment in which he could interact with the family, but he's not about to because he feels very chuffed with himself that he's provided everything, and so that's enough. And so what are they going on about? Why are they being tricked? Why can't they understand I'm tired? Can't they understand how hard I'm working for them? Right? This is why the relationship is doomed to failure. That simple. Because the point is then there's a need to interact with the family. Okay, you made the house, and now what are you going to do with it? Just sit on the couch? That's the perfection. I just paid, you know, I'm paying out of that mortgage for $300,000 just so I can sit on the couch at the end of the day. Right? I could have got myself a studio, you know, or a closet, and, you know, stuck it, a walk-in closet. You know, the city couch in there, I could sit on at the end of the day. Does that make sense? So, it doesn't make sense. Why would one go to all that endeavor to not interact? Does this make sense? So, this is the point that's being made, is that the inability to distinguish between these two, that is what breaks basically all relationships. Like that. One interaction, creating a field to interact is one thing, interacting is another. Right? Does that make sense? You know, you cook the dinner, you make a nice arrangement, put out nice tablecloth and flowers, nice lighting and everything like that, some nice music, you know, you put the dinner on the table, and then when all the members of the family get to the table, there's no interaction. So everyone will consider it perfect, right? Everyone will just be absorbed in the candles and the music and the nice food and that's it, and they don't need to interact as members of the family. Does that make sense? It's just the same thing. Right? The man is expecting the wife to interact when he serves dinner, but he thinks, I cannot interact in everything with her. And then he's wondering, you know, what's going on. Right. And then, because he does like that, then she doesn't interact on other occasions, because he doesn't interact, and then he's wondering, I'm putting in so much into this relationship, I'm getting nothing back. The question is, what is he putting into the relationship? He's created a great facility for a relationship, but actually he's put zero into it. Because he does not know what a relationship is. Buying a house does not mean a relationship, it means you have a house. Buying a car means you have a car, it doesn't mean you have a relationship.
Right. Yeah. Well, I want to ask you about our relationship with Krishna. How is that, what's the field of activity and what's the interaction on the basic level? How service?
Field of activity will be wherever you are, but you can still see it's the same thing. You can come into the temple room, which is a great field of activity, to interact with Krishna, because he's there and, you know, it's normal enough. But you can be in the temple and not be absorbed in Krishna. You know what I'm saying? You can say, oh, I went to the temple, I went to Mangalore, I said, yeah, what were you thinking about?
It's in your mind.
Yeah, so in other words, it's the mind. Intellectually, yes, everything's perfect. But at the same time, the mind's not absorbed. Because from Prajumna, then that contemplation, that turns into Aniruddha, which is the mind. So until the mind is involved, then the relationship's not happening. Does that make sense? Because once the mind is involved, that's when you want to act. When the intelligence is involved, it still doesn't mean you want to act.
So like translating family situation, we're not satisfied in our relationship with Krishna because we don't want to act.
Yeah, it goes everywhere. That's the whole point, is not working properly in a relationship is not just one thing. It's just like this. If I talk about, you know, okay, brahmacharis and brahmacharis, ashram, a few guys may stay awake, may not brahmacharis, but really care less. Grihastha's going to fall asleep. Right? I talk about grihastha ashram, poing, everybody's awake. You know, brahmacharis, grihasthas, everybody. As soon as you bring up women, everybody wants to hear about them. Men like talking about women, women like being talked about. So if you attack us, it's, you know, the topic is alive. So therefore, if you give example within that, everything else is easy, right? You know, like I said, you know, how you say, managing a family and being the emperor of the world take about the same amount of endeavor, right? So to be successful at one, you can do the other. So therefore, if you can make that one work, any other thing works. As you can see, it's so simple. As soon as you turn it into something else, it's obvious, right? If I say, okay, you come home, you're tired, you've done your job. I mean, you've done your duty to your family, right? You've gone out there, you've made the money, you've paid all the mortgage, you've arranged all the things, you picked up the cauliflowers, you know, you did everything, you know, like that. So now you deserve, you know, you have a well-deserved rest. You know, you just sit on the couch, read your paper, no one should bother you, you know, you deserve that. And basically all the men are both right, you know? You know, isn't it, right? But now if I say, okay, you bought the car, you know, you changed the oil, the tires are up, you've done everything you should be, and now the car is just sitting there. And so now you deserve a good rest and just stand there and look at the car and expect the car now will do everything for you. And you go, that's stupid. No, you want something, the car to do something, you got to drive it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the point is, there's basically no illusion when it comes to anything inanimate. And that's why the man thinks, I'm doing so good, because he has arranged nicely the inanimate. I've arranged the house and money and everything, and it's all inanimate. So he's thinking, job well done. Right? In the car, you get into it, you know, you turn the key, it starts. You know, you turn the wheel, it turns. You push on the gas, you go, you push on the brake, it stops, and he thinks I'm in control. But what is being missed here is that, but it only works according to the car. You have to put the key to start the car into the key hole. You can't put it into, let's say, the cigarette lighter. You know, you can stick the key in there if you want, but it won't turn the car on. You know what I'm saying? There's so many cracks in the dashboard you probably stick the key in, but it won't start the car. You know? And it's not like a boat. When you turn it right, the car goes right. When the boat, you turn it right, the boat goes left. You know? So it works like a car. Right? It'll only go as fast as it will go. It won't stop in the amount of time it will stop. It'll only turn as quickly as it can turn. But the man doesn't consider all this. So, in other words, everything he's doing with the car that he feels he's in control, he's doing it completely at the ability of the car. The total consideration is the car. But he is very active in this relationship. It's dynamic, this relationship with the car. Because you can't push the car more than it can through a corner, or it spins out. kids do that, but, you know, that's another thing. You know, that's another reality. But, you know what I'm saying? So, that's the whole consideration. So, when we're dealing in relationships, the man is thinking, now I'm going to sit back and it's just going to happen. I worked all day, now the wife is just going to serve. Alright, the kids are just going to be nice. But that, you don't do that when you're working with your car or with your, you know, with your saw, you know, or your sander. You work what the sander, your saw, your car can do. So in the same way as the family has a nature, and they're that without considering that, and taking the dynamic role of the interaction, nothing happens. That's the meaning of master. You take the active role. But the whole consideration in being active is 100% on the feminine. Right? I mean, the driver is in the masculine role. So they're taking all the first steps. All the first steps are all in consideration of the car, which is feminine. This is the science. Right? If men would understand this, the material energy would actually respond in a positive way. But it doesn't. It's not responding because no one deals properly. Right? I mean, you are efficient in the moving material energy, that means you're dealing with it properly. Those that aren't getting the efficiency means they're not. They're thinking, I'm going to sit back, it's going to happen. Right? The guy that's successful is the guy that goes out and does it. And the person that's not successful is the one that sits back and waits for it to happen. So how is it going to happen? The masculine needs it first. Right? If we're working on the principle of that women follow the men, yes, man's first, woman follows. Man comes home and says, you know, hi, honey, and she'll respond. He walks in the door, says nothing, and expects she'll do everything. Then, you know, you get the silent treatment. You know, you are quiet, she responds. You get nothing. You get no talking. You know what I'm saying? It's direct. This, in a nutshell, is the science of relationship. You want something to happen, you have to make it happen. And in making it happen, the consideration is not about you, it's about the other person. You may have things you want to get done, but you're going to get them done only in relationship to the other person. How the other person is responding to your actions. So that's it in a nutshell. We can figure that out. Every last one of your relationships will work. If you can't figure it out, none of your relationships will work. It's that simple. It has nothing to do with just your sentiment, I'd like it to work. That's good if you'd like it to work. But that's not enough. Dinner doesn't get cooked because you would like it to get cooked. Dinner gets cooked if you get in the kitchen and make it happen. In other words, the basic principle is without work, nothing happens. Right? No work, no results. It's a modern idea that I will do no work, I will get a result. I will win the lottery. I will just get, you know, everything is free. Right? I just want it. It happens. Right? I don't have the money to buy it, but I can buy it. Right? So it's great for economics because we're stupid enough. Because you actually are working, but we're stupid enough. As long as you work afterwards. I get it first, then I have to work. Then it's I'll put up, because I want it, so okay, I'll agree to working afterwards. But once I'm working, I'm not really happy, right? I'm paying for a car, you know, for 10 years that I already, you know, totaled 3 years ago. And I got 6 years to go on paying, you know, so I don't have the car and I'm still paying for it, you know. nobody really likes, but you know, it doesn't make sense. In other words, the business people are playing to the, how you say, the Schubert sentiment of just being taken care of. Right? But they don't actually take care of it. It appears so, because they take care of your desires, but you work just as much. It's just a very nice package, isn't it? It's a nice package. Does this make sense? So this kind of environment then cultivates this kind of mentality. It's not real. It's not real. Reality is that by operating the field of action, results are obtained. That's how it works. One might bring up the point of, well, what about karma? You're just going to get what you deserve. Yes, that's because you already did the work in the past, so now you'll get the result today. I did the work yesterday, I get the result today. It's still the same process. So what we're talking about is that's already done, so you're not in control of that. So don't even worry about it. What you can worry about is what's happening right now. That you're in control of. That you can therefore perform a favorable activity that will in the future give you a favorable result. Right? Does that make sense? Because the whole Vedic paradigm is result-oriented. But the difference is the result is for Krishna. Right? But as long as we're thinking the results for ourselves, the system still works. But if you want a result, you still have to work. But if you don't want a result, but now, so then, perform the activity and get the result for Krishna. Right? And then it all works very, very nicely. Does that make sense? Is there any questions on that?
Yeah. Wondering, you mentioned for him that represents the ego, and now you're in the
ego. No, Sankarshan is the ego, because that's establishing the field. Because your ego is based on your field, right?
Mm.
What you drive, where you live, and what you wear, right? That's you, right?
I'll tell you what, that's
like, you know, you drive up, you know, you're driving along in your car, your friend's going to drive you off, drop you off. When you get to your house, you say, that's me. You know, this is me, you know, so it's like, you know.
What's happening, Vasudev, do you represent?
Vasudev.
Ooh, sorry.
Means you're dealing with activity.
But in terms of intellect or ego or?
No, that's just, that's the verb. That's what holds it together.
Okay.
Means, in other words, you have, Sankarshan will be the ego. Pajumna will be the intelligence and senses. Anirudha will be the mind.
Mm.
Right? False ego, intelligence, and mind. So that's everything.
Sure.
Right? In the false ego, in the subtle, also includes the five gross elements. Right? So that's what you can see. Sankarshan is observable. Right? So therefore, the house, the car, you know, all the environment, you know, the dozen red roses, all these things, that is observable.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So they're all going, in other words, activity is going to happen in the field, therefore the field is important. Right? So the man's talking about the house because, you know, it's something he can establish. He doesn't understand there's something beyond. The wife wants the house because then that's an opportunity for interaction. Right? But it's not that the observable is actually important to living. It's the effect of the observable that's important to me. Right? You have a Gucci bag and no one looks at it and no one notices it and no one gets jealous. What is the use of it? You know, it's actually no meaning. The guy will think, well, it's a great bag, you know, like that. But it's only a great bag if it gets an emotional experience for women. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing. That's why the man thinks that it means he's thinking, well, you wanted it. No, she wants the result that you get from having it. And if you don't get that result, she doesn't want it. Right? Well, the guy is, okay, yes, it's it appears that they're looking at the thing. I mean, in other words, there's common enough elements to hold the male and female mentality together, to work for something, right? But what they're looking for in that is different. You know, it's very different. The man is looking for something that by controlling it, you can get a result. Right? The woman is looking at something that by being operated, it gives an experience. Right? Does that make sense? So the best thing is that the man operates it, you know, and then they get the experience, because the nature is passive. But if not, they'll operate it themselves. You know what I'm saying? So that's why they I mean, it's natural for them to want the men to do the work. But it's not that they can't do the work. You know, they make it look like they can't do the work just to motivate the man to do it. Because the men are so lazy. Right? But if the men were active by nature, always active, they wouldn't present that illusion. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense. So that's what's going on. Is that okay? So in other words, the mind, intelligence, and false ego then come together in action. And then it's perfectly blended in action. So you have a field, you know, for the activity. You have an interest in that field, you know, which is the intelligence. So you're looking for opportunities. The senses are engaged. And the mind is involved, because then you're getting the experience that you like. But that combination is complete. You have that, people are satisfied. You don't have that, people are not satisfied.
So the activity of all the interactions is suffering.
Yes, because it actually is what holds all the others together. The qualities of the other three are all contained within Vasudeva. So that's why Vasudeva is the theme. You know what I'm saying? As far as establishing things, then Sankarshan is senior. Right? It's from Sankarshan you get Prajumna and Adiruddha. When you have a field of activities, there's an interest in that. I got everything right, now I'm interested to interact. Right? Everything's perfect, so now I'm interested for the interaction. And then from that I get attached to the interaction, because what I'll get from it. Right? Does that make sense? Then having gotten the result, this is also another interesting point, is all results turn back into, they go back into the kila. It goes back to the jhumna. Right? Because you've attained something, it becomes part of the field then. So that's why then it can't end there. Or the man will think, I've done enough, you can never do it. As long as something is moving, the experience is there. As soon as it stops, the experience stops. You know? The point is, material world, that's just the way it is. You know, as soon as the activity is over, then the experience is lost. Right? But in the spiritual world, it's not lost. The point is Krishna's pleasure, so you're always acting to increase Krishna's pleasure. Therefore, there's the drive. Here, the drive is for our own pleasure. Right? But if you're not in touch, as long as you're in touch with it, there's an experience. So as soon as you're not in touch with it, the experience stops. You understand? Well, in the spiritual world, that doesn't happen. But here, that's why it's only when you're doing the activity you're getting that experience. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
A little bit different topic, unless someone wants to ask about this. When asking about the devotee doesn't have enemies, no friends.
He has no enemies, no friends. I mean, that principle.
Yeah, so it's sort of easy to understand why the devotee shouldn't have enemies. But I think sometimes we need to understand the principle, we don't have friends, and sometimes we think we should not be friendly or make friendships with devotees because we should not have friends. So how do you understand the principle that...
How do we understand that principle? He has no friends. It's basically simple. It's the same as he walks, but he does not walk. He's near, but he's very far away. That's the level on beings, we have no enemies, we have no friends. We have no friends means everybody's a friend. We have no enemies means no one's an enemy. It doesn't mean we shouldn't be friendly. That's the modern translation of these things. That's the difficulty, because there isn't that philosophical like culture in English, or in most languages, but especially in English, where it has a natural expression of that, but it'd be a consideration within the your interpretation.
Been
but that's what it is. Why is it why so I complain always fighting? Because you have two females there. One of them attacked this male, the fighting would go away. Does that make sense? So this principle is there is independent. That's master. Like Yudhishthira, he's like that. But you see, he's the nicest person. Because he's nice to everybody. Right? Only if you deal with him politically, then he'll respond that way. Because that's how you want to have the relationship. But it's not that he's your enemy. Right? Because he's a king, he would. If you're a sadhu, then you won't bother. You know, it's not your field of activity, so you don't need to. But he is a king. And it is Duryodhana is being political, so he'll respond. But it's not that Duryodhana is inimical. He'll deal it according to the shastra as he would with someone who's inimical. But he's not your enemy. He's inimical to you. You're not inimical to him. But you're responding to his inimicalness with the appropriate political response. Does that make sense? A very subtle thing. This is self-realization. This is transcendence. So the whole point is that that's the beauty of it, is the Vedic system is such that it doesn't matter what field you're working in, you can perfect transcendence. You can become transcendental as a king dealing with the political field, as a husband dealing with the family. If you understand these principles, then you will act perfectly, the family is perfectly satisfied, at the same time you bring yourself to the transcendental platform. This is the meaning of Krishna consciousness in all your activities, everywhere, everything, because you're dealing with God in His creation. That's all you see. You don't see something else. There isn't something else. So it's God's creation and His potency is in that creation. That's what makes it work. Your car works because Krishna's potency of the mobility is in it. Right? You take another tin can and, you know, a few pieces of rubber and that, and it doesn't go anywhere. Right? But this one does because Krishna's potency is in it. So that's what makes it there. The house is because Krishna's potency of shelter is there. Right? The potency is not there, it doesn't give you shelter.
Anyone else has a question for some people from the
internet? Be focused. Ask your question.
Okay.
I'm getting it.
Okay. Yes. Well, if you could help us understand how we can apply this subtlety in proper books. Because I often see when we reach for the Western psychology, we see the point that this things and processes that we often don't know how to find it. And as only like you mentioned, Yudhishthira Maharaj, and if there's a simple example you can help us to understand how to find the things in process, I don't know if it's a certain story or
No, it's just a matter of you see in these, in other words, you think in these ways, like you think according to Sambandhavideya Prayojana. You think like that, then you can see it. You don't think like that, you can't see it. So the Prabhupada's talking about it, you won't see it. You know? In the material purport, this is 4.7.40. The personified Veda said, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you, the Lord, the shelter of the quality of goodness, and therefore the source of all religion, austerity, and penance. For you are transcendental by material quality, and no one knows you or your actual situation. Okay, purport. The material world is the trinity of the three material qualities. Okay, so now you're dealing with material qualities here, so that's where this passion figure. So that's a reflection of Sandini, Samvit, Vladini, potencies. So then in that, then you're dealing with your mode of ignorance. I mean, in the spirit, in the pure form, then your sambandha or relationship, or, you know, is the sattva-vasi. It means that's the existence, right? It means because your relationship is what you are in existence. Right? How you exist. Krishna exists. The devotees exist. Mother Yashoda exists as one who loves Krishna in this way. here, the ignorance then becomes our existence. So our existence is based on ignorance. It's not based on transcendence. Right? Passion is that activity, but we tend to do it without knowledge. Those that do it with knowledge get better results than those who do it just out of sentiment. Right? And those who only have knowledge, like the academics, they don't get anything done. Right? So then, and then goodness, that's where then your result is coming, or your experience. That happens in the mind. The mind is generated from the mode of goodness. Right? The senses are generated from passion, so that will create your action. And then the gross elements are created from ignorance. Right? So that's your identity. That makes sense. So all that is coming out of that first sentence. Does that make sense? So it's all there. Lord Vishnu has accepted the superintendence of the quality of goodness, which is the source of religion, knowledge, austerity, renunciation, opulence, etc. Because the mode of goodness means it's illuminated. You're dealing with the moment, the present. And then, how you say it. So religion means according to what is the nature of something. So without knowledge, how do you understand the nature of it? So here what we've been describing is masculine, feminine nature. It's universal. It doesn't matter what male, what female, what species, like that's the same thing. Right? Because it's the inherent nature. You know, sugar has an inherent nature. You can't change it. It's sweet. Fire is light and heat. Right? So in the mode of goodness, you can understand this. Does that make sense? So religion, knowledge, then is actually there. You're understanding that. Austerity means the proper performance of duties. You have a nature, a religion. What is your duty there for? Right? Man has his nature, woman has hers. So what are your duties? Performance of your duties, that's austerity. Right? Not standing in your head, you know, or something like that. Your austerity means the proper performance of your religious duties. Right? So it's based on this knowledge of religion. Renunciation is that you are going to do this for someone else. So you're dealing with results. So again, it's dealing with goodness. Right? Because goodness is your prayojan, right? The material. So therefore the sacrifice is for someone else. Does that make sense? So that's what makes the relationship work. If I'm doing it for myself, the relationship is very restricted. I'm doing it for the other's pleasure. That expands, you know, the relationship. It makes it very dynamic. It makes it very in the mode of goodness. If I'm doing it for myself, then you're bringing in motives of ignorance and passion. And that will never make a relationship work for you, especially with women, because they're situated in the mode of goodness because of the mind, not that the consciousness of living in the goodness, just the nature of living is goodness. It's like a cow. It's situated in goodness. Living entities in ignorance, but this cow is how its body and mind function is according to goodness. It likes pure things, it likes it very regulated and all that, but it's still an animal. Does that make sense? Renunciation. Opulence means opulence comes from the proper performance of duty. From austerity comes opulence. Right? So if you understand the nature, you perform the activities that you're supposed to. For the satisfaction of the other person who sacrificed, then all opulence is there. So right there, everything you're looking for is coming because you're actually acting on the platform of goodness. That means you're acting in the present. You're not acting in the future, you're not acting in the past. Action happens now. If I'm doing something now, I think, well, this will happen, I'll get that up. You're not now. And therefore, you don't get the satisfaction, the other person gets upset. You deal right now what's happening, then everything works. Okay. Keep going? Do you understand the point?
Yeah.
Is that it's all there, you just have to look at it. We just need words. What does that mean? What does religion mean? You know, what does knowledge mean? What does the material mode mean? You understand this, then you see. As soon
class in Mayapur, you mentioned that every activity has to be done according to Shankhya, Yoga, Vairagya, and Tapasya. Could you elaborate on that? Shankhya, Yoga, Vairagya, and Tapasya?
Oh, that's another aspect.
Shankhya,
yoga. Yoga, okay, that'll be where the two come together, that's your idea.
Vairagya.
Vairagya, that will be a result.
And tapasya.
And tapasya, then tapasya, tapasya is austerity, proper performance of duties. Like that. So some of these things you can move around a little bit, basically meaning that with proper knowledge you perform the activities that are according to your nature and the nature of the other activities, with the idea of renunciation that you're doing it for the other person's benefit, then that action will be perfect. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So it's the same thing. It's just, that's a different perspective. That's what's called vichara. It's a very nice perspective. So the main perspective is that you're basically dealing always with the same thing, but you're just looking at it from different angles of vision. Right? So basically all there is relationship, process, and goal. Right? But you look at it from many, 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 many angles of vision, then you're able to apply it in every aspect of your life. Because otherwise, one main aspect will very nicely do some, but it becomes a little complex to apply it in another area. But you use then a different perspective on the same thing, and then that will apply better over there. You know what I'm saying? But it's still the same. You're still dealing with the same four aspects. Everything overlaps because they're connected to the other. I mean, Sankarshan is the field, therefore, you know, what you are interested in working in is the field, what you're working in is the field, and the experience will come in the field. So the field is always there, but the point is whether you're actively working in the field or just have created the field. Presume there's an interest in the field using the intelligence to operate the field, right? The senses are being operated. So therefore, when you're performing the activity, then naturally the senses and, you know, the intelligence is being applied. But the focus is on the activity, not on the interest in it or the analyzation of it. That's why sometimes you can put, you can also, if you're using only three, then you'll bring intelligence and action into Abhideya, because that's what you're using. But you're also using the field, using that. But it's the dynamic use of it. Right? The experience that you're getting is what, presumably that's what you want to get, right? By the field, that's the potential that you can get from it. You know? Then Aniruddha will be the desire for it. Vasudeva will actually be the experience of it. Because you experience it while it's happening. Right? It's not, it comes later. You experience it while it's happening. But because you're focused on the activity, your focus is not on the experience. It's on the activity. So experience is gain. But women, they will be able to appreciate the experience more. Because that's the nature, right, of that, of the mind. So for them, because they're passive, they can experience. The man, if he's active, he's operating. He'll get the experience, but the focus is not on the experience, but it's on operating. So that's why the women are dependent on the men to create the experience. Does that make sense? Now everything overlaps. all just abundance, just relationship. And Abhidhaya and Prayojana are aspects of that. You have a relationship, you operate it, you get the result of it, but it's still relationship. Like Prabhupada translated, the relationship, working within their relationship, result of the relationship, or ultimate need. You know what I'm saying? So they're all connected because there's only Krishna. Right? So therefore, that's why Krishna energies are non-different. Because the energetic means that there's energy. Right? So they're non-different, but at the same time, even for rasa, there is a difference. But that's why when Krishna is Atmarama, there's no distinction made. Therefore, there's no rasa. It's just Atmarama. Does that make sense? So one has to be able to distinguish between Atmarama and rasa. So when there's rasa, then the emphasis is on Prajumna, Anirudha, and Vasudeva, right? But Balaram is a separate person. Right? He's something else. He is the dham, he is all the different things, he is the shoes, the crown, but he's separate. And then Krishna focuses on, that's what makes really Krishna unique. Because he's just focusing on that. Balaram takes care of everything else. So when they expand into Mathura and Dwarka, then you're actually dealing with Sankarsana. But the Vasudeva manifestation. Because for us, actually everything expands to Sankarsana. So even Vasudeva comes from there. Though Vasudeva is Krishna, so he's the senior. You know, and then Balaram is next, or Sankarsana is next. But technically, after Balaram, it's all Sankarsana. That's what makes Vajrakrishna unique. There is no other manifestation of Godhead as Vajrakrishna. Everybody else is both master and servant. Means Krishna is only the enjoyer of the Vishaya. Balaram is enjoyer and servant. That's why it's called the Supreme Personality of Servant or God. So that means any other expansion, because from him comes Mahanarayan, and the Sankarsana, Prajumna, and Vasudeva. So everything else is actually in that mood. They're both Godhead, so they have their devotees, but at the same time they are servants of Krishna. So all other Vishnu murtis are servants of Brother Krishna. So it's a unique position. Like that. That's why you have to be able to distinguish the two. You can't distinguish the two. Very difficult to understand the relationship. That's why then in our relationships you can have the most refined manifestations. Right? And Vaikuntha, the Lakshmi doesn't become angry. Right? But it's very natural for a woman who has the confidence of possession to be angry, to manifest anger. Right? She won't manifest it if she's not confident of possession. Right? So then that can be manifested in Braj because of the depth of the understanding. The depth of the rasa. Why, if I come to you, can't. Does that make sense? So, this is the point of these same things that we're talking about here and using it, you know, in an ordinary application of the day-to-day life and mechanical life. These are the same things that make for, you know, the very high Vraja movement. Same elements. Right? Just one is in its natural pure state, and the other is applied to our conditioned nature. But it's still the same principle. So that's the thing I think we were talking about yesterday. Being able to go in and out of transcendental. Anything from the basic material up to the highest transcendence you can explain because the principles are the same. You know, so that's how also an answer your question, how you can go from, you know, just going from, you know, husband and wife to Mana Jewish here to, you know, chastising brother. It's the same principle. You understand the principle that applies everywhere. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Shri Prabhupada, Jesus, and Dharma.